I live in a condo in Tampa with a fairly nice gym near the leasing office that's open to residents 24/7. It's free and less than a minute from my front door, which makes it a very nice amenity to take advantage of whenever I want. Since I work long hours during the day shift as a nurse, I tend to work out at night, and typically by the time I get to the gym, I'm the only person there. But I wouldn't have been half as comfortable being there by myself if it wasn't for my neighbors I saw in there. However, things didn't always pan out that way. On one occasion, just before I entered the gym, I saw a guy through the glass door and immediately sensed that he didn't belong in there. He wasn't working out, and judging by how skinny he was, it didn't look like he ever worked out. He looked like some skinny, mid-20s African-American male who wasn't wearing any sort of gym clothes, only jeans and a long-sleeve t-shirt. He just sat hunched over the bench press without a single weight near him, none on the bar or on the ground. All he did was turn his head to stare at me. I automatically scanned my key fob and started to go inside, but I never opened the door. I stopped myself for a few seconds with my hand on the bar. I had this strong feeling that I should just call off to the gym while he was there, and that's exactly what I did. I walked away, acting like I forgot something, but I never went back that night. I told myself that I'd be fine missing one workout if I went tomorrow. The next day, after an exceptionally mentally taxing day of work, I was looking forward to the stress relief of some physical exercise more than usual. I had my fingers crossed that the guy from last night wouldn't be there. But I was also telling myself that I didn't care if he was there, because I wanted to blow off some steam so bad that I would override my instincts if I had to. Thankfully, the gym was totally empty when I got there. I put my headphones on and started warming up with some light cardio on the treadmill. Everything was fine until I caught something out of the corner of my eye. I saw the same guy from last night pressed up against the glass door. There stood a man with his hands and face pressed up against the glass. My heart skipped a beat as I jumped off the treadmill and turned around to look at him. He was looking right at me with that same creepy look he had on his face the day before. I paused my music and took out one of my headphones, then shrugged at him and mouthed the words of something like, "Can I help you?" That's when he lifted up his weird bony hand, pretending to hold on to something, then swiped around at the fob reader, as if to tell me he had forgotten his key fob. I considered for several seconds whether I should ignore him or not. I figured he had forgotten his keys in his apartment since I saw him the night before. That's when I walked over and opened the door for him. I then immediately resumed my workout while the man made his way in. He then began pacing back and forth in one spot. It was like he was anxious about something. I made sure to keep my distance as my heart began racing from being startled by the man's presence. I decided to skip out on cardio and just end the night off with some weights. I was only a few minutes into doing some curls when I started glancing over to that guy and noticed that he was again not really doing anything. I had the feeling that he was watching me, but I wasn't able to catch him staring. I tried not to let him get in my head and to just ignore him. Still, I felt the hairs on the back of my neck start standing up as it became clear that he was getting closer. At first, he was just loitering, but then he was wandering, meandering through all the equipment, gradually making his way toward me. I then made up my mind that I was going to call it a night and head upstairs. As I grabbed my phone and got ready to exit, the man ran up and grabbed me. We immediately locked into a fight as I pushed him off while yelling for help. I ran to the other side of the gym and began dialing for 911 when the man tackled me to the floor and tried yanking the phone out of my grasp. Again, I tried screaming for help, and that's when he tried pinning me down to the ground and immobilized me. That's when I knew I had to fight for my life as there was no one coming to my aid. I fought back, kicking and screaming and striking the man out of sheer panic, just so he would back off. Luckily, he was scrawny and out of shape, and I'm built from all the time I spent at that gym. So after several minutes of fighting, it was clear that he was getting worn out and exhausted while I still had a lot of fight left in me. Eventually, I pushed him off one more time and managed to run off. I looked over my shoulder as I went out the front door and saw that he still hadn't got back on his feet. I ran straight home to my condo and locked the door before calling the police. When they arrived, they took hold of all the security footage, saw what they needed to see, then had that creep arrested the very next day. However, the story doesn't quite end there. As it turns out, when they did a further investigation, they found that he had been stalking several young women in that gym for months. He had been finding out when each of them routinely went, and then started going in after them for the sole purpose of watching and waiting for them to leave, just so he could follow them home. This story was inspired by an incident that occurred on January 22nd at the Oaks of Woodland Park apartment complex in Tampa. A woman named Nishali was exercising alone when she let a man into the gym who had allegedly forgotten his key fob. In the surveillance footage, the man could be seen approaching the victim and attempting to grab a hold of her before getting into a physical altercation. At one point, the man was able to pin the victim down, but as the woman continued to fight, she managed to break free and escape, eventually leading to the man's arrest. The suspect can be seen in the mugshot below. He is currently facing an abundance of charges.
I've been working as a successful personal trainer for a while now. I run my programs at the LA Fitness just a few minutes from my house. My client base is actually pretty diverse, ranging from the average person just getting into fitness, to the elderly trying to stay active, and even people with obesity who are trying to turn their lives around. Even as an exceptionally fit female, it's very rare that my clients ever try to hit on me, with the exception of one person. He was one of my clients who was working on his obesity. For the sake of the story, I'll refer to him as Chris instead of his real name. I'd been training him for a couple years. He started out as one of my worst cases, probably the most overweight individual I'd ever seen. But for as bad as his condition was when he started out, he made more progress than anyone else. He was incredibly motivated, but unfortunately for the wrong reasons. He never talked about his progress unless it had to do with looks. In reality, I don't think he cared much about his health at all. After a while, it became clear that the real source of his motivation wasn't about bettering himself, but about his obsession with me. He was extremely weird around me all the time, very stary and suggestive, always asking me to promise him that I would let him take me out on a date if he lost another 50 pounds, another 100 pounds, and so on. I always curbed that behavior, but the more weight he shed, the bolder he became. The problem, however, and anyone who knows anything about extreme weight loss knows this, was all the excess skin that started developing all over his body. I see it all the time, so it shouldn't have grossed me out as much as it did. But then again, I've never been so close to it before. On one of our sessions, Chris mentioned how he hit another milestone, saying,
"Hey Mindy, I'm officially under 350. Isn't that amazing?"
"Yes! I'm so proud of you, Chris."
No, you should be proud of yourself. This is all thanks to you."
He got in the habit of taking me by surprise with extended bear hugs where he'd squeeze the life out of me. It always felt like I was getting swallowed up by all of his excess skin. I'll never forget the feeling of having all that flesh of another person draped over me. "Hey, Mindy, why don't we celebrate with dinner?"
"Chris, I've said it a million times. It would be unethical to date one of my clients."
"Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I want to reach the end of my journey so that I'm not your client anymore. Then we could date."
Sure.
"But I'll have to get surgery to remove all this excess skin first. Once I get that, I'll be able to see what I'm doing in bed."
Right.
Chris was my only client that gave me that kind of unwanted attention, so I was able to tolerate it for a long time. As annoying as he was, I was genuinely proud of him, and I didn't want to break his heart and send him back into whatever depression got him to be so big in the first place. He then got on the treadmill and started with some light jogging as I instructed. With every stride forward, I could see his excess skin flopping around, like someone shaking out a blanket. Our goal was to get him under 300 pounds so he could get the skin removal that would bring him down to 250 or less. Then at that point he would start taking care of his own routine. It was around the time he was getting very close to the 300 mark when my birthday started drawing near again. Chris liked to gift me things, and this year was no exception. I was spotting him doing some shoulder presses with dumbbells when he suggested that he buy me an expensive purse. I told him not to spend his money on stuff like that and get something special or meaningful. He seemed to take my suggestion well and carried on working out. On the day of my birthday, I had an appointment with Chris.
When I first saw him, I noticed he was carrying a box covered in wrapping paper. But what really drew my attention was something else entirely. I couldn't pinpoint it right away, but there was definitely something different about him. He looked tired, but at the same time significantly slimmer than the last time I saw him. That's when he greeted me by saying happy birthday. I asked him if he ended up getting the surgery, to which he responded vaguely, mostly beating around the question and changing the subject back to my birthday. Chris then handed over the gift and asked me to open it. I took it and started tearing off the wrapping paper. I then lifted the lid off the box. And to this day, I'll never get the image of what I saw out of my head. As soon as I saw it, I felt so weak that I dropped the whole thing, causing the contents to fall on the floor. It was a bag, all right, but it wasn't designer or any name brand that existed. Chris had made it himself, out of human skin, his own skin. That's when Chris held up his shirt, showing off the fresh scar on his stomach. Chris then said with a grin on his face, "I wanted to give you a piece of me." I ran away in terror. I got to my car and threw up in the parking lot, then canceled the rest of my appointments. After that, I drove home and got wasted to try and erase the memory, but it was pointless. The traumatization was already done. I texted Chris that I could no longer work with him, then I blocked his number. Since then, I haven't seen him at the LA Fitness, and even though that means he's probably sitting at home undoing all the work he did, I don't care. I'll be thankful to never see him again.
On the weekends, I used to go to this local gym with my boyfriend to work out. And while I tried taking gym sessions in the morning and afternoon, I didn't feel comfortable being around other men constantly checking me out. There were too many creeps at that gym, which forced me to work out at night where there were less people staring. There were a lot of perks going during the night because my boyfriend and I didn't have to wait in line just to use a machine or any workout equipment for that matter. At night, there was no front desk helper, so we had to punch ourselves in with a key card to get inside. My boyfriend was always there to spot me during my workouts or walk the treadmill next to mine. However, one night, as I was working on my last few sets of squats, a creepy older guy wearing a red polo t-shirt and blue jeans approached me. The guy didn't look like he belonged in the gym at all. If anything, he looked like he was the janitor of the gym. As I was midway through my set, the man asked if I needed a spot. I shook my head no, politely declining. But what creeped me out was how the man remained standing there. I could see his eyes scanning my body, making me feel uncomfortable. Then, moments later, he said,
"Come on, babe, don't brush me off like that. You're hurting my feelings."
And when my boyfriend noticed, he immediately intervened by stepping in between us and confronted the man. The creep didn't reply. Instead, he smirked and walked away, heading over to the lockers. My boyfriend put me at ease, reminding me I'd be safe as long as he was around. But unfortunately, it was only the beginning. The following night, I used the treadmill while my boyfriend was lifting weights on the other side of the gym. And since the treadmill section was near the windows, I could see whoever went in and out of the establishment. Moments later, I spotted a familiar face riding a bike to the front of the gym, parking it there. As he approached the building, I caught him staring at me, smiling as he headed toward the door. I tried to ignore him, hoping he wouldn't approach me. However, 8 minutes after entering the gym and changing into his gym clothes, he dashed to the treadmill area where there was no one else but him and me. At night, not a single staff member could be seen roaming this place. So, my muscles stiffened, tension crawling from my neck to my feet as I saw the man's reflection through the window. He was obviously checking me out since he could have chosen several other vacant treadmills. I politely asked the man if he had a problem with me. However, he just stood there, smiling at me like he didn't hear a word I said. Unable to concentrate, I got off the treadmill and headed over to my boyfriend, not wanting to give the creep a front row seat. Annoyed, I told my boyfriend what was happening. But before my boyfriend could confront him, the man suddenly left the gym, hopping on his bike, and rode off into the street. Needless to say, my boyfriend and I were disturbed, knowing that he literally came in just to harass me. The next day, my boyfriend called me to tell me he couldn't work out with me at the gym due to the overbearing amount of schoolwork he had. He sounded worried on the phone when he asked me if I was going to the gym without him. So, to put him at ease, I told him I would use the gym in the morning instead. About an hour later, I made my way to the gym and started warming up by doing some jumping jacks. It had not even been 5 minutes since I stepped foot in the gym yet, when I saw the creep from the corner of my eye once again. He then approached me, asking if I needed help with anything. So, again, I declined as calmly as I could. But as I did, he came closer, whispering lewd things into my ear like,
"Give me your baby."
I felt violated. He constantly flirted as my body froze on the spot due to fear. Then, as I was about to leave, one of the most disturbing, gut-wrenching things happened. The man reached inside a brown bag, revealing a dangerous that made me go silent. He pointed it at me while simultaneously covering it with the bag. I was stunned, frozen, traumatized. I didn't know what to say or do except obey this guy's every command. That's when he said,
"What's wrong, honey? Cat got your tongue? You're now coming with me."
He grabbed my arm, squeezing it tightly as he yanked me towards the exit. Unlike before, my boyfriend wasn't around to defend me, and at that moment, I realized how helpless I was. As we slowly approached the exit, I made eye contact with one of the workers, mouthing the words,
"Help me."
Then, just when I thought all hope was lost, the worker abruptly stepped forward and yelled,
"Get your hands off of her!"
The creep was perplexed, letting me go immediately as he exited the gym and left on his bike again. Then, as we watched him leave, the worker consoled me as he asked about what had happened. I told him everything. He quickly called the cops and reported the incident. The police were able to immediately identify the suspect and find him a few hours later by a bus shelter. The cops arrested him and charged him with kidnapping, possession of an illegal firearm, and resisting arrest. I have since avoided going to public gyms, even if my boyfriend was around due to the trauma. But despite the man being locked away, another shocking revelation dawned on me. After further investigation, it was found out that the man had been stalking me since I joined the gym, and allegedly had around a dozen candid photos of myself and multiple younger women on his cell phone. This story was inspired by a true story that happened in 2017 at World Gym located in Lehigh Acres, Florida. A 45-year-old man named Luis was found guilty of kidnapping a woman. It was alleged that the man would constantly ask the female victim if she needed help working out, and when she refused his advances, he would say lewd things to her, which eventually led to what went down as portrayed in the animation.